Well, checking sports this morning, let's recap some of the weekend activity for you here locally. First, in high school wrestling over the weekend at the Trainer Tournament, AHSTW won the title with 256 team points. That was better than Trainer's 229. They were second. Panorama placed third at 205. Exira EHK was fourth at 144. East Mills was fifth with 134 points. Six individual championships helped to lead the Vikings to that tournament title. Ben Ehlers at 113, Joel Becerra at 126. Kane Francois took the 132 title. At 152, Gabe Pauly the champ. Tim Barr at 170 and Eric Jorgensen at 195 were champs as well. East Mills also had four champions on the day. Exira EHK got a title out of Austin Malloy at 145 pounds in that tourney. At the Dan Hill Invitational in Harlan, Gretna, Nebraska was the team champion with 237 points. Glenwood with 199.5, the runner-up. Logan Magnolia with 199 was third. Winterset was fourth in that meet. Also at the Coach Riley Invitational at Greenfield, it was Bedford Lennox winning the team title with 155 points. To get by Clarinda, who was second with 154. Dennison third with 146.5. Guthrie Center was fourth at 143.5 points. Clarinda had five individual champions in that meet on Saturday. Bedford Lennox had three. Also, Nottoway Valley's Ben Fries was the champ at 126 pounds on Saturday. Also recapping some Saturday high school hoops for you locally. In girls action in the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning beat Panorama 52-40. Logan Magnolia over Westwood 59-49. Otebolt Arthur BCIG topping Riverside 50-21. In the Rolling Valley Conference Saturday, girls action saw Cam beat West Harrison 68-31. Exira EHK over Charter Oak Ute 66-22. Make that 64-22 the final. Adair Casey beat Peyton Sherdan 63-35. Glenn Ralston over Arweva 51-34. And Woodbine beat Coon Rapids Bayard 49-41. In boys' hoops on Saturday in the Western Iowa, it was IKM Manning over Panorama 73-45. Logan Magnolia beat Westwood 51-29. In the Rolling Valley Conference boys' action Saturday, Cam beat West Harrison 54-40. Peyton Sherdan over Adair Casey 61-22. Arweva beat Glenn Ralston 47-38. Woodbine over Coon Rapids Bayard 55-51. In college men's hoops yesterday, Gary Clark had a career-high 14 points as part of his first double-double of the season, and 17th-ranked Cincinnati recovered from its first loss of the season as they drubbed Morgan State 87-66. Also, number 9, North Carolina rolled to a huge first-half lead as they beat Davidson 98-65, and number 22, Baylor got past 16th-ranked Vanderbilt 69-67. Well, the field is set for the second college football playoff, and as expected, Clemson, the top team in the final Associated Press regular season poll, was given the top seed with Alabama second, Michigan State third, and Oklahoma fourth. Clemson will face Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, while in the Cotton Bowl, Alabama goes up against Michigan State in the national semifinals on New Year's Eve. The national championship game is set for Monday, January 11th in Glendale, Arizona. As promised, Clemson coach Dabo Swinney hosted a pizza party at the football stadium for 20,000 fans. Each received a free slice of pizza to help celebrate being the top seed. Along with the two national semifinal bowl games, the Cotton and Orange Bowls being set, the rest of the games are taking shape as well. For example, it's been announced that Iowa will face Stanford in the Rose Bowl, while in the Sugar Bowl, it'll be Mississippi against Oklahoma State, and the Fiesta Bowl has Notre Dame up against Ohio State. Just a day after suffering that heartbreaking loss to Michigan State that knocked them out of the college football playoff, the Iowa Hawkeyes landed their spot in the Rose Bowl to play Stanford. It's Iowa's first trip to Pasadena since 1991, and it was secured after the Hawkeyes were ranked fifth in the final college football playoff rankings, two spots ahead of Ohio State.
We didn't get word on the Rose Bowl until you all saw it on television. Under the new college football playoff selection criteria and process, I didn't talk to Scott Jenkins from the Rose Bowl until after it showed up on the television.
That's Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta. He says the Rose Bowl will be a great way to close out the season, and everyone was hoping for the Rose Bowl.
Congratulations to our players and our coaches. The journey's not over yet, but 2015 is just had so many wonderful moments to it. Certainly we have to get through yesterday's loss, but this is a great way to try to rebound and get refocused again.
After leading the Hawkeyes to a pair of Orange Bowl appearances, Kirk Ferentz leads the Hawkeyes to Pasadena for the first time.
Yeah, we're just absolutely thrilled to get the news today about being invited to the Rose Bowl. and to play Pac-12 champion Stanford. They're an excellent football team. The Rose Bowl is the granddaddy of them all. You think about the Rose Bowl, you think about tradition, you always play a tremendous opponent. That certainly will be the case this year. And I think equally as important right now, I know our fans are really excited about this opportunity.
Well, that's a great reward for a great season. And Ferentz says it was awesome news to get after such a heartbreaking loss.
And this gives us something to refocus on. We get back together on Tuesday. We'll start looking forward and, start thinking about our preparation for a tough contest on New Year's. So this team has been resilient. They've been tough-minded all season. They've been close-knit, and I think that's what's going to take to propel us forward and get ready for our next big challenge.
Ferentz was on the Iowa staff for two trips to the Rose Bowl, but this will be his first as a head coach.
My first year here as an assistant, we were fortunate to go out there and play, and then the year after I left 25 years ago, they were there too. So. And to your point, we thought we were going for sure in 2002. Everybody thought we were going. It didn't work out. So to finally get that invitation, it's really special. We're really excited. But most of all, I'm excited for our players.
Pac-12 champion Stanford is 11-2, and the Cardinal were sixth in the final college football playoff poll, just one spot behind the Hawkeyes. Well, as expected, Georgia has hired Alabama defensive coordinator Kirby Smart as its new head coach. He replaces Mark Richt, who parted company with Georgia and then took over as head coach at Miami of Florida. Smart played at Georgia in the 1990s and has been Nick Saban's defensive coordinator at Alabama since 2008. South Carolina's found its new head football coach. He's former Florida coach Will Muschamp. The 44-year-old Muschamp spent this past season as Auburn's defensive coordinator after being fired after four seasons as coach of the Gators. He's the second straight Florida coach to hold South Carolina's permanent job following Steve Spurrier, who retired in mid-October after 10-plus seasons in Columbia. Southern California coach Clay Helton fired four of the Trojans' assistant coaches, including defensive coordinator Justin Wilcox. Helton made those moves just 6 days after the interim tag was removed from his title. Well, Jeremy Maclin had a couple of touchdown catches after fourth-quarter interceptions, and Tyvon Branch returned a third interception from Derek Carr for a game-clinching score against his former team as the Kansas City Chiefs rallied for their sixth straight win, 34-20 over the Oakland Raiders on Sunday. That was a game heard here on KJAN. The Raiders were leading by 6 points and driving for more when Carr's mistakes changed the tide of the game and helped keep the Chiefs in the lead in the AFC wildcard race. Alex Smith threw two touchdown passes and ran for a third score, and Maclin had 95 yards on 9 catches to help lead the Chiefs. Carr threw for 283 yards and a couple of scores, but his three fourth-quarter interceptions sent Oakland to its fourth loss in the last 5 games. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Arizona beat St. Louis 27-3. Tampa Bay downed Atlanta 23-19. Miami beat Baltimore 15-13. Cincinnati over Cleveland 37-3. Buffalo topping Houston 30-21. It was Tennessee over Jacksonville 42-39. The New York Jets beat the New York Giants in overtime 23-20. Another overtime game saw San Francisco get by Chicago 26-20. It was Seattle over Minnesota 38-7. Denver beat San Diego 17-3. Carolina stays undefeated with a 41-38 win over New Orleans. Philadelphia hands the Patriots its second straight loss, 35-28. And Pittsburgh beat up on Indianapolis last night, 45-10. In baseball news, a person with direct knowledge of the deal says free agent pitcher Ryan Madsen has agreed to a 3-year, $22 million contract with the Oakland Athletics. Madsen went 1-2 with a .213 earned run average in 68 outings and 63 and a third innings for the World Series champion Kansas City Royals this past season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.